I was asked by several people after writing a number of poems of that kind why I never wrote nice poems, and I cast about for a way of writing a sort of monologue which would seem to satisfy this. And I tried to write a number from the standpoint of very small children. I'd like to read you one of these. I wanted to get the psychology of a child at the age before it's really become adult enough to grasp how to use the word I. You know, when children are very little, that they refer to themselves not as I, but by their first names. They say, Mary likes this, or Johnny wants this, whatever it is. Well, I imagined a child that thought its name was Who, possibly because its mother had leant over it in the pram and said, "Who's a bad boy?" This happens in America, does it? It's a standard phrase in England. So throughout this poem, a child refers to itself as Who, a child's garden. Who was here before his cat washed and rose? Without his shoes, who inched outside while someone's hat made a noise? Light feet helped. Whose? Whose are these eggs? Ladybirds, hard like crumbs of sleep. She flies off to help who find some words for sounds and things. Whose two puffed eyes tug at flowers now for bees tucked away. Some try to hide in pouting foxgloves jugs. Who sees their fat bear's thighs, though, wedged inside, scouring honey? Look! Rare stones in lupin leaves. Whose flapping gown shakes them all out? Ow! Whose bones aren't awake, make who fall down, biting earth? Who hears a sound? Whose are these wet, softish hairs brushing someone's mouth? Can bound as quick as you? Peter scares a thin bird. Zip! Squawk! Its beak almost nipped whose fattest worm, head and tail? Who sees him squeak through the grass? Who sees him squirm down a hole? Who wants to kiss his frightened worm? Whose coolish knees push him up to clematis, he thinks it's called? It makes him sneeze. Goose flesh comes. Whose bare toes rake up oily slugs? Who wants to hop, skip? Whose flopping tassels make ants run? Who hears his crispies pop? Kellogg's pay me a fortune to throw in that commercial in the last line.